Welcome to Rest, Lease, and Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donna D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, accountability fitness coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Nikki Adelato, certified professional coach, CPC, through the Relationship Coaching Institute, and a certified project management professional, PMP. Nikki has been in the relationship love industry as a group leader, coach, writer, discussion facilitator, and a moderator since 2010. Welcome, Nikki, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. As always, I'm going to get right to the question. Now, my first question is, how do you prepare to be pursuit originated?
Oh, yeah. I love answering this question. I love talking about a little bit about the journey.
Great.
So as you stated, since 2010, I've been in the love industry, wearing many different hats. And my passion really came from my own personal journey, me recognizing that outside of my circle of friends, that people had different approaches to this thing. And I wanted to learn more about it. So I started being active in the love or relationship community, creating my own groups, being a leader in many different capacities, as a discussion facilitator, and then moderating other people's dating or relationship events, and learned so very much. And in that, through my commentary and things like that, I was always encouraged to become a coach. Although I didn't see myself that way, but women and men alike, even those way further along than me, really urged me to begin doing that. And it was one gentleman in particular. He is a marriage therapist, and he's had his practice for over, 15 years. And at the time, after hearing me speak and kind of seeing my passion about the topic, he was the one that literally sat me down and told me that I have to do this. And so it was from then that I started changing my focus, and that's where Prepare to Be Pursued was born.
That is wonderful. What I really love is that someone sees so much more in you than you've seen it yourself. And it's good that you listened and then you did pursue it, because I know you're great at what you do. So thank you for sharing that. That's really interesting as far as how they came about. That is great. That's great. You're welcome. Now, the next question is, why did you decide to become a CPC and focus on dating and relationships? I know people told you, but what was the why factor?
Yeah, the why for me is it had two sides to it. So it was my, like I mentioned earlier before, my own personal journey. It took about 16 years for me to go through a process of coming from an abusive relationship all the way to kind of where I am now. As a result of bad relationships, I will find myself really checking out of the dating process, like really just not seeing connection as something that was a priority for me at all. But I was still engaged in dating. I would check out of the emotional part of it. I was still engaged in dating. But in that, I thought that I was being, progressive and empowered as a woman. But it really led me to making some really destructive choices. Which lasted for a lot of years. It took 10 years of living that cycle, destructive experience after the next, thinking that I'm protecting myself, but not really. And then realizing that I wanted to make a change after 10 years of just messing up, right? And it took 6 years to actually make a change to the point where I'm no longer waiting so long in between relationships. I no longer have a negative relationship with the idea of being in a relationship. You know, I'm not soured by the idea of putting myself out there or getting close to someone new. All of those things kind of led me to where I am. And so there's my personal journey that I just love sharing and empowering other women to help them understand that they don't have to go down that path, all right? So there's my own personal journey, just wanting to share that, but then also helping women shorten the time that it takes to learn what needs to be learned about, you know, ourselves in order to get different results, because the proof is always in the pudding. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't run away from that, you know? So if a woman desires something different than what she's experiencing, there's a process that'll be required, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, so the research that I've seen and just the things that I just know about how we trivialize dating as if it's not something that's important. It is. If anybody wants mm-hmm. to join forces with the opposite sex and become married and build something together, you have to go through some level of a dating process. Right. And so we can't trivialize it and make it seem like it's an option. It's not an option if your goal is to be united with another. So I just feel that there's a lot of women out there, including myself. I was there at a point that where you're torn between your career, your aspirations, and companionship.
Mm.
You know,
that's so interesting.
There's a lot of us out there that feel like we have to choose, and you really don't. And so there's just so many myths that I just want to bust, and so we can just move on and get what we want, right? And yeah, there's value in a dual household. There's value in dual income household, dual parent household. There's just value in these things. And we don't need to continue to overlook it, and it starts with ourselves. So that's why.
Wow, that's wonderful. But you know, with something that you said, of course, you know, when you have experienced things and things come out of pain, so much more powerful because you lived it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did you did the research and the study, and you have clients, but you can speak from experience, and that's really the best coach or the best leader ever, because you experience those. So that is great. And I found that to be for anything.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you for sharing it. Yes, yes. Now, the other question would be, why do you decide on professional women?
Oh, that's a really good question. I really, it took me a while to figure this thing out as to where I think I can be the most most valuable and who my woman is. And professional women to me are it's interesting because it's that thing that I just continue to hear. This is what pulled me to professional women. It's the thing that I continue to hear, that there's no time, you know, that professional women, we intimidate men. It's hard to find a man that they can submit to. You know, there's not enough men. You know, it's just, you know, women professional women exceed men in education levels, you know. So I just feel like this particular demographic is affected the most. And according to Bureau of Labor and Statistics, in just 10 short years, it'll be 45% of working women.
Wow.
Between the ages of 25 and 44 will be single. 45% of all working women in that age range. All right. And that's the largest in history. Like the gap is getting wider and wider as far as, you know what I mean?
Yes,
as far as, you
yes.
know, single woman and married. So it's just something that if a woman desires something different, it'll have to be intentional, because if we're just not being intentional about it, then mm-hmm. that can be the reality that we'll just go ahead and just morph into.
Wow, that's great. That's really interesting. Things have really shifted tremendously. That's really interesting. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening to Rescue to Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
This is Donetta D. Morris. I am so excited, and I welcome you to my new podcast, Rest Leads to Revenue. This will be an outstanding podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners. This podcast is an extension of my book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. This podcast will educate, enlighten, and encourage you to take charge of your sleep with respect as an entrepreneur and business owner, gain energy you need to take the business to the next level. I welcome you to tune into my podcast every Friday. You won't regret it. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast, and we're speaking with our special guest, Nikki Adelotto. Nikki, there's something that came up before the break. I want to ask you, is there any reason or you have any studies or what do you feel as far as, is there a reason why it's so many single women out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's becoming more and more of a choice. Yeah, I think it's really a choice. After a couple of bad experiences, I think that the intention that is required to become coupled is lessened. You know, and I speak to this from personal experience, and then also, I mean, I've been doing this work long enough to hear, you know, enough about a woman's journey that ends up in a situation where, you know, no dates, no attention to this area of her life for so many years. It's out of frustration, and I get it. It's not necessarily, in my personal experience, the lack of men. I know that there's so many statistics out there that this, that, and the other is happening with, you know, with men in prison, you know, women, we are more educated than men, and just in general, not even just talking about the African-American community. I get all that stuff. I do understand that. However, there's a certain way that a woman definitely can show up in her dating life that will create an environment where she's able to attract exactly what she wants. Not every woman will experience it because not every woman is willing to do the work.
Right.
So that is just how it's going to always be. Those that are more committed and focused and driven and willing to make love a priority and kind of like go against this single woman's kind of anthem of don't need a man, you know what I'm saying? Don't need a man. You know, same women screaming that are desperately trying to cling on to any remnants of a man in their private life.
Right.
So, I mean, I've seen it. I've heard it. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot. So,
wow.
It's a choice at the end of the day.
Okay.
Yes, whether or not a woman is willing to do what's required. Although, the flip. I do want to add this because I don't want to just leave it just on us.
Sure.
I know that men are a hot mess a lot of times. And so I don't want to let that be unaddressed. I understand that. I get that. at the end of the day, though, there are things that we can do to get the best out of them. And I'll just
Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Now, the next question is, how important is getting sleep before going on a date? And of course, I have to say, I know because of COVID-19, it's a little more difficult, which that's kind of lead to my next question. But how important is it getting sleep before you go on a date?
It is so important. It's so important that, you know, a woman has a self-care regimen, and one being getting good sleep. The thing of it is, and how this relates to dating, is, and we talk about that this in my program, which we'll get into maybe a little later, but it's, you got to show up in dating with a fresh face. You have to come into it fresh and energized. If a woman isn't there, then a woman needs to take time to get there before showing up in it. And being fresh, you know, and rejuvenated comes from being well rested, you know. And sometimes, and I'm sure, I mean, you're the expert on sleep, so you know that there's so many priorities in our lives, so many stressors, so many reasons to have a hard time with sleep. And I get it. But at the end of the day, when you're meeting someone new, they need to be meeting you at your best. Absolutely. The same way that we kind of expect that from them.
When on
a date or on a phone or you know, when you're meeting people virtually, I hear a lot of women that have said, oh my God, I've been on dates and guys so boring. It actually takes two people to be boring on a date.
I
make sure I let them know, because I'm like, if they're boring, maybe they're shy and you're so shy that no one's talking. Someone has got to bring the fun. Someone has to do it. And the man, it shouldn't be expected to be our entertainment. You know, so someone has got to bring the energy and bring the fun, and sleep plays a huge role in that. So yes, it's very important to make sure sleep.
That is great. Thank you. Yes. Now, something just came to mind before I forget. Now, of course, you know, we all know, like you were saying, sleep is important before a date. Now, we also, that does not mean for a woman to go home, put on something nice, put the makeup on, and didn't get any sleep. So that doesn't mean the outer appearance, it means from the inside out, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Yes. And everybody tell. This is a thing that the self-care, the self-work is so important, because we try to cover it all up. We try to skip the process, and we try to just make, you know, streamline this thing, and everyone can tell, and then we're the last to know.
Right, true. Well, thank you. Okay, now the next question is, since COVID-19, how have things changed as far as the dating?
Yeah, this is a really important question, because I want to dispel the myth that things have changed so dramatically, because they actually fundamentally haven't changed at all. So we need to really to take some of the extra. I mean, the pandemic is stressful enough.
Right, true.
So to take off additional unnecessary stress to this area of a woman's life, let's just try to minimize it to the basics. Men still desire women, and women still desire men.
Right.
Okay, boy meets girl is always going to be a thing. It's always going to be there. All right, so I think when a woman is thinking about this area of her life during the pandemic, just be reminded of that. So you'll be surprised how creative men are going to be, and women will be, to make sure that they are coupled, you know, for those that think of this as important in their life.
Right.
I mean, I'm dating exclusively now after meeting someone in July. So, you know, we met during the pandemic. And it took him less than a month to know that I was the one he wanted to focus on, and vice versa. And we got off our dating app and everything, and that's just what it is. So women shouldn't panic during the pandemic. There's enough things to be stressed about. All you have to do is know what to do. And again, the proof is in the pudding. If it's not working for you, then you might want to try something different. Okay.
Right.
But the other side of it, okay, there have been some things that have changed, but to your people's surprise, it's to your benefit, because people are paying more attention to this area of their life now. And I read recently in Business Insider that during the pandemic, you know, activity on dating apps have increased 30%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's on the outside looking in, oh my God, I can't date now, COVID, all this stuff, which is probably okay if a woman doesn't, it takes some time to herself and figure some stuff out.
Right.
But the pandemic is absolutely not slowing things down. People are becoming more and more open to the idea of being coupled.
Oh, that's really interesting. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Now, my next question is, after going through your program or coaching, what do you find the women discover about themselves?
Oh, my gosh. A lot. And every woman is different. Every woman comes in with different needs. But at the end of the day, it's a handful of things that we go through together. Yeah, so the most important thing is clarity on their goals, their relationship goals, what they actually desire. We work through their standards and boundaries. I help them identify and then overcome what I call connection killers, okay? Those are the five things that are most prevalent in the women that I work with that can keep them from actually achieving connection. All right. So actually we talked about one of them, and that's the lack of men type of
mindset. Yes.
So that's simply one of them. So we overcome those together, and then defense mechanisms. So some behavioral things that kind of are a result of some of our fears. We improve communication through what I call addressing romantic negotiation. And understanding that a lot of times men are negotiating with us in our relationships or in our connections and getting to know each other, and we have no idea that that's what's happening. So they're coming with their terms, they're clear about what they need, and we're sitting there like boo-boo the fool and don't even realize what we signed up for.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Something. So it's so much more. I mean, bouncing back from hurtful relationships, I call that romantic resilience. Just gaining authority about our feelings and just getting control of them. And it's just crazy. It's just so much that should be explored before a woman puts herself out there. Because I understand why a woman might want to close herself up for years. Because it's just like, it's just too much. It's crazy.
Right.
It's important to do these things first.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Once again, thank you for staying with Resolution Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Staying with our special guest, Nikki Adorno. Nikki, thank you so much for your time, your expertise, you sharing that wonderful knowledge that I know many of us need. And I would love for you to tell us how we can support you and contact you for more information.
Oh, yes, absolutely. My website, preparetobepursued.com, all spelled out, preparetobepursued.com. So, yeah, going on that website, you can check out what I have going on, which includes a five-day Making for Boaz challenge. I'm doing that once a month now, probably up until the end of the year. So you can go on there and sign up for that. And then also subscribe to my email list or schedule a discovery call with me. Also, social media, you can look me up on Facebook. It's Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, P2BP. So that's P for repair, the number 2, B as a boy, and P for pursued. All right? And yeah, so I just wanted to just let everybody know about the intention of the Make Room for Boaz Challenge, all right? So just understand that I know, I get it, that having this place or this area of a woman's life is very sensitive. It can lead to, when things aren't in place, it can lead to exhaustion, confusion, stress, and even depression. And all these things affect our ability to sleep, rest. It affects our health and our performance in other areas of our lives. It just affects how we show up in general. This is not a trivial thing. It's not. And it's time to take action and get things together, okay, if a woman desires to change. And now's the perfect time. During the pandemic, while things are a little bit slower, it's the perfect time to do some self awareness work, self-development work, right? And so in 5 days, that's when we'll be able to spend that time to quickly rejuvenate this area of a woman's life. All right. And yeah, it's growing. The group is growing. You know, I've already done it a couple times, but this one that I'm launching next week is crazy. Like, I just announced the challenge on Monday, and every single day, every 24 hours since I launched it on Monday, 100 women have signed up within every 24 hours this week. So we're expecting it to be a really exciting, engaging time. So I expect nothing, you know, different going forward. So we'd love to have you there for those that are interested.
That's great. Thank you for that. That's wonderful. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, then if that's the case, then you need to do challenges more often, like once a month or every other month. That is really great. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. If anyone would like to reach me, my website is on the bottom of the podcast, which is donatadboring.com, and that is spelled donatadmoorin.com. And as always, sleep heals.